There's a very basic mitzvah. We all know the mitzvah of Bris Milah, which is mentioned this week's parasha, Bayom HaShmini, Yimo Besar Oroso. The eighth day is a mitzvah to be Mal Besar Oroso. And the Chinuch talks about what is the reason for this mitzvah. Mishorshei, you can do the whole thing, is very nice, the whole piece, but just the main part that we have to discuss is Mishorshei HaMitzvah Zo, paragraph number two. What's the root, what's the reason for this mitzvah? Gefi Sherosa HaKadosh Hashem Yisborach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted L'kvoa Ba'am, right, to establish, to set in the nation, in the people, Asher Hivdil, Rios Nikra Al Shemo. Hashem wanted to set within the people that he separated to be called his. Now, there's a certain region of people, certain group of people, certain community, right, which Kai Yisrael, as we know, they're considered Hashem's people, Nikra Al Shemo, they should be called Bnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people, special people. He wanted to be Kaveh Os Kavua, Begufam. He wanted to put in their guf a special oath, a firmly established, embedded oath in their body. Ravdilam Mishor HaAmim. Right? They should be separate. They should be distinct. They should be separate from all the rest of the people in the world, all the other nations, in two areas. Bitsuras Gufam, in the tzura, in the shape, in the form of their body, their physical stature, physical being. Kemosha Heim Uvdolam Mehem Bitsuras Navshosam. Just like HaKadosh Baruch gave us a different nefesh, a different a neshama, a special kamimal, that we have a tremendous super high potential, different midos, different tzuras nafshosam, asher mosam, mavom en oshavet, very different, right? Ours from the rest of the people is very different, the tzuras nafshosam. So too, Hashem wants embed within the human being, within the body of the human being, a special oath to show that you guys are separate, you guys are different, you're special, you're not one of the rest of the people. They're his legion. Those people that would be called by his name, these are God's people. Hashem wanted to show. It shouldn't just be a sign on the wall someplace that here lives, you know, the state of Israel or the country or the Jewish people, but it should be something within each person that says, I'm from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army, I'm from his people. So Hashem wanted to have something special in the body of the person. That's why he made the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And where did Hashem decide to put that oath in the place which is the makom of the Bris Milah, which is the place which is the cause of the establishment and the continuation of the people? That's one reason. Besides, it seems that's also the having the Bris Milah take place is complete, the completion of the human body. It's more perfection. That's why Hashem did it over there. Fine. V'yom ha'nifchar, chofetz Hashem yisborach, v'hashem t'chunaso. Hashem wants to take the am ha'nifchar and be mashum them. So since there's a tashlum tzuras haguf, since there's a completion, you're making it more perfect, Hashem wanted these people, his people, to be more shalom, more physically perfect than other people. So he wanted to show that they're his people, and they should be more. Two reasons, sounds like. Number one, they should, you know, his people should be separate, and his people, I guess, added to that, they should be shalom. They should be more shalom. Then he has a problem. Rav Sugiyos Hashlam Adei Ha'adam, V'ro B'ro Shalom Metan. So if that's the case, so the best thing would have been, he says, you know, Hashem could have gone ahead and be mashing them himself, right? From the time they were born, right? And that's what, you know, how come Hashem didn't do it that way? You know, was it the people? Why is there a mitzvah that we should be mashlam ourselves? Why that? Why not? He said, the chorus should have been through Hashem created them that way. Hashem made them shalom yibetim. He says, no. He wanted people to do it. Lirmos Erov ki kasher tashlum tzuras haguf ayado. Just like the form of the human being, the body itself, is perfected through a person. Came biados, not just Hashem created a person that way, but a person did it himself. And this symbolizes, is tashlum haguf. This is the physical perfection of the body. And how does one acquire that? That's through a human being's actions, through one's personal actions. Came biado, lahashlim tzuras nafsho behechshu pelosa. So too, the lesson is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach a person that just like a person gets mashlim himself through his own physical actions, physically, so too a person can be mashlim biyado lahashlim tzuras nafsho Behechshir pulosav, by doing certain things, right, by being machshir, your actions, by following the Torah mitzvahs, a person can machshir besuras nefesh. The nefesh and the guf are parallel. So just like a person himself physically perfects himself on the physical level, so too when it comes to the spiritual level, the nefesh, right, suras nafsho, so too a person can perfect his nefesh, perfect his midos, be a bigger shalom, bigger yer shamayim, be a bigger bal chesed, be a bigger davik b'Hashem. All the midos that a person is supposed to, all the nefesh, which a person is supposed to be mashlim, a person has the ability to do that. Look, just like you do over there, you can do over here also. Tremendous lesson. So just very simple, Rabbosai, a powerful shmuz, I think. Just think about it. Think of the Koach Hasir. What would have happened? It seems like it's a very expensive, you know, very heavy cost in terms of teaching us this lesson. Very nice lesson, but, you know, at what cost? What would Hashem, what would happen if Hashem would have made sure that every Jewish person, every Yid, every member of Klal Yisrael would be born separate, would be born special? All the Goyim, they're born without a perfect body, but we're all born mohel. Everyone's born mohel. Perfection of the body, which he said really should have been. That's the way you normally should be. And they're his people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. I want this to be special. What would that, how would that affect Kaish? How would that affect us? To me, it would seem like it's awesome. I mean, like a genetic thing like that, and better, like, you know, they talk about, I think the Kohanim, they talk about have some kind of genetic thing they found in the genes. I don't know exactly too much about it, but the Kohanim have a special, I don't know, structure in the gene put that you can tell as a Kohen, whatever. But the same thing about, if all of us, if every person who's Jewish would be born with a different physical makeup, what kind of message would that be to a member of Klal Yisrael? How much more he'd be Davik Fashem? How much more he realize, I'm different than the Goyim? You know, we have so many troubles, so many problems in terms of people, you know, not recognizing what it means to be a Jew, what it means to be a member of Klal Yisrael, how chashuv it is to be a member of Klal Yisrael, what kind of achrayus we have to be a member. People are being lost. They're going away. We're losing people like in droves. But if a person would see, I'm special. I was born physically different. I'm part of that unique people that are different. You know, and you know why? Because why are we all different? They're because we're at Har Sinai, we're Klal Yisrael, we're Ravina, we're children, Bnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, we have special responsibilities. It would give such chizuk to our whole existence, our whole purpose in life. We're accomplished so much. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants that his people should be separate and distinct. And it would make such a much greater impact if it would be done the way his Havmin is over here. Let Hashem do it from Eis B'Riyasa. Can't do that, Hashem. No. I'm going to give all that up. You know why? Because I want one thing. I want people to realize they should learn a lesson from here. They should ask a kasha. They can ask this kasha. How come it wasn't done that way? And the terrorists, they'll figure out, according to the chinuch, is because Hashem wants to teach us the lesson. He wants to teach me. He wants to teach you guys the lesson. We have tremendous kochos. We could change ourselves. People think, I'm born, I'm not so smart, I'm a lazy guy, I don't understand this, and this doesn't make sense to me. I have no shaykhus nechess, I don't feel it. You know, what am I going to do? No, you can change yourself. That's your job. That's your mission. That's your mission in life. Your mission is to go ahead and be mashlim yourself. And you know what? I'll show you. You can do it. Look, you mashlim your own physical goof. That lesson on both sides is so important for us to learn, for Hashem to give over to us. We should feel it, be margish it, imbibe it, and absorb that lesson. That understand that we have the koach. Hashem put us into the world in a way which teaches us that whatever we are, it means nothing compared to our potential. That's Gadol Adam, it's the kochos that we have to go ahead and enhance ourselves, the mashal midos. Why? Because that, to understand that is so important. Everything, the whole life depends upon that. Every person in this room depends how much, if you're margish, you know, if someone's margish this much, someone's margish this much, that I can change myself, he'll be so much more motivated. Guy walks in the shir, you know. I can't figure out shantosis, nothing makes sense to me. I go to a shmooze, I know what the Rebbe's talking about, and what difference will it make? Both say every one of us can change ourselves. You put yourself into it. That's Hashem put us here for that purpose, and that's why Hashem wants us to get that message. And it costs so much, the message, to give it to us. The advertising, right, costs so much because he lost such an opportunity. He could have gone ahead and made us Shalom Migufo. We'd be feel great and so much more Torah mitzvahs mistam, I guess. I mean, I would feel special if I would have if I'm part of a nation which is born differently. That means Hashem gave us special differences to teach us something. We're different. Now, Hashem says, I'm giving it all up. It's worth it. Why? Just to get a message across that we should realize and we should internalize and think about it, and it should be staring us in the face. Why was I not born Moho? Why isn't Kaiser born Moho? Because Hashem wants us to know that we are have kolchos, that we have kolchos imashlim, we're here for a purpose, and all that, it's worth it to give up so much of a lesson just for that purpose, to recognize that we have special kolchos.